The Walking Dead Talk Through, Episode 46, Season 7 Preview.
Welcome to The Walking Dead Talk Through, a fan podcast dedicated to The Walking Dead on AMC. Join us each week as we discuss the characters, story developments, and theories of The Walking Dead. Send in your thoughts about each episode by calling 304-837-2278 or by visiting our feedback page at goldenspiralmedia.com/feedback. And now, here's your hosts, Brian and Ruthie.
Hey, survivors, welcome to a very special preview episode of The Walking Dead Talk Through. I'm Brian.
I'm Ruthie.
And I'm Kyle.
Hey, Kyle!
Hello, everyone.
That's right, there's a new voice on our headset, microphone, doohickey thingies, whatever.
Yeah, so if you've been listening to us on the Fear the Walking Dead Talk Through podcast, you know that our number one contributor has been Kyle. So we thought it so appropriate that we wanted Kyle, who is just anticipating this season premiere just as much as we are, to come on and talk to us tonight.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for inviting me. I'm definitely excited.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're happy to have you here. So
yeah,
your feedback that you gave us over the summer months was awesome. And of course, I love the that in that last episode, how I got to imitate Howard Cosell. The scene at the Travis and Square Garden. Muhammad Ali fighting Jolton Joe Frazier. I finally figured out what his name is.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. And I had no idea. I was like, I don't know. What's happening? I don't know anything about boxing.
Anyway.
That's funny. Well, I enjoyed it too. I enjoyed that part. I was like, I mean, you know, waited all week to be like, okay, cool. I'm waiting for the show. And I figured it was when you commented on Facebook at that part, I was just like, oh, you know, can't wait to see what's going to happen. But it's, yeah, I don't know. Don't think that I'm like some, like, you know, just lyrical genius or whatever. Like, that literally came out of like, I don't know, like a minute of me at work trying to write something down really quick and then like trying to work and like cover it up and then like go back. And it was just like, it popped in my head and it just went on paper.
There you go. That's how it works.
Yeah.
But it was what I was visualizing.
So yeah. You discovered The Walking Dead when? How long have you been watching or reading the comic?
I basically started watching, like, I missed season one after it had aired. And I guess it was like, wasn't it like almost like a whole year before like season two came around?
Sure was.
A very long year.
Yeah. And I just remember during that time, like, just like hearing about it. And then, you know, just finally at some point, I'm like, oh, yeah, I think it was actually coming up to Halloween or something again. And it was like, oh, yeah, that's that show everybody's talking about. And, you know, something I might have saw like on Attack of the Show or, you know, Chris Hardwick was saying something on one of his shows. Mm-hmm. And so then, yeah, so then I was like, cool. And I, you know, I don't know if it was on Netflix or not before or how I got to see the episodes, but then I got to watch it. And after that, I was like hooked. And then went through season two, and it wasn't until like probably right before the mid-season finale, you know, mm-hmm. then I went to the comics and started to read, just like reading them like crazy and just like trying to catch up and, you know, like, cause I mean, I knew they were based on the comics. So I was kind of like, gosh, I figured they were different. And then, you know, I just kind of wanted to know like more just so I could kind of get more of the feel of the whole world. Cause I love the TV show. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Great. And, are you caught up on the comic or are you behind a bit?
No, I'm behind. I'm like, actually, I'm past Negan's little part that we're all seeing on TV to like basically where the whisperers are.
Okay.
I don't know if that's spoiler alert. Like if anybody, cause I mean,
that's okay.
I feel like it's kind of been hinted in the TV show a little bit to some degree, but you know, it's kind of like I got to that point and then I almost felt like I didn't want to read any further cause I didn't want it to start ruining the show.
Right.
So I just kind of stopped until I feel like, you know, they're at that point and then I'll maybe continue, you know, then start reading again.
Right. Yeah. I've heard people say that they stop reading the comic cause they don't want to spoil the TV show. So I'm like, ooh.
And you guys know each other.
Yes.
Childhood.
Back in the day when we were little rugrats and
oh gosh,
went to church together, went to school together, were in band together.
Discussion for life.
Probably have some stories.
You just don't even know.
We must talk, Kyle. We must talk,
Kyle. I will find you. I know.
The other thing I was surprised to find out when we started talking that we're your first podcast. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct. And it's so weird because like I don't know, like I'm so now like podcasts are my thing. And I love them and I like listen to as many as I can. And it was just one of those things where it's just like I never got, you know, I was like, you know, I was never really interested in them because it didn't really fit anything I was doing because I usually listen on my commute to work. And so it's kind of like since I take the bus, it's like, you know, I need to fill up like 35, 40 minutes. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I was just like playing my games on my phone or like, you know, then reading the comic or doing something like that. But then all of a sudden, you know, Ruthie, I guess you reached out and then all of a sudden I'm doing this podcast. And then, of course, it's The Walking Dead, which I love. And so then once you guys put out your first episode and I listened to it, and then that led me to be like, oh, you know, this is kind of a, you know, I mean, it's like listening to radio in your car. And then I was kind of like, but now I can actually like pick the things I want to listen to. So now I think I sent you something on Facebook, Brian, about the To the Journey, the Star Trek FM, Star Trek Voyager podcast. So I listened, like I'm binge listening to that, trying to catch up. And I listened. Yeah, I just am now just, I've got a whole bunch of them now that I'm trying not to like, you know, I only have so much time. So it's like, I'm sticking to just a few that I really like. And then once they're done, I'll move on to something else, I guess.
Yeah.
I always listen to mine at like time and a half because I still understand everything everybody says, but it cuts down an hour long podcast to like, you know, 45 minutes or something. So it's, you know, just shaves a little bit of time off there. Something to think about.
I used to do that, but I don't know. It just got a little too much.
Well, that's like, I like the hour long podcast because that fits exactly my commute back, you know, so in the mornings on my way to work, I can get about 30 minutes in, and on my way back, I can finish it off. So it, to me, works out perfect.
Yeah. I'm the same way. I started listening to the Fringe podcast and then that got me into all different kinds of podcasts as well. And I was like, man, there's so many podcasts out there. What's up? And I started listening to them. I listen to them when I do all kinds of stuff, just like anything. Of course, I live by myself, so you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. I wish I could listen to them at work, but it's not that I couldn't, but I don't know. I'm like, there are three of us there, and it's kind of like, I don't know. It'd just be like, oh, I'm just like interrupting your space because it's just, we're in a converted apartment, so we're just all in the same room. And so I want to be like blaring something I'm trying to listen to, or, you know, we usually just have the news on. So anyways,
sure.
All right, well, let's get going on this. So let's
do this thing.
We got a couple little news things. So what do you think there, Shane?
There's a couple weird stories on the news.
I just watched that episode.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Shane. All right. Give us the news. Lay it on us.
All right. Well, not too much. Just sort of like things to be aware of. If you didn't catch it, it's being repeated a few times in the next week. there was a special on Sunday night, a 2-hour retrospective called The Walking Dead, The Journey So Far, which I think we'll be talking about a little bit. So I wanted to see what kind of ratings that gives, since I always give ratings for everything. And it got a 0.9 in the 18 to 49 with 2.177 million total viewers. So it was, I think, third rated in the night, behind baseball and, sort of behind Westworld, which got a 0.92, but it didn't beat it in the number of total viewers with 2.097 million. So it's pretty darn close to Westworld. So for a clip show, I think that was pretty good. Pretty good ratings.
Got it. Yeah.
Anyway,
Westworld is amazing.
I still haven't seen that yet, but it's on my DVR.
So good.
Yeah. I've seen the first couple episodes and, you know, I don't know. I have some structural suspension of disbelief problems with the show. But anyway, we have some,
sounds like appearance. A personal problem.
Very funny. I don't believe it. So, if you, check our Facebook group and before we get too far going, we've had a nice little influx in the past few days of new members joining us on the Facebook group. So to all of you, and for any of you that are listening to us for the first time, welcome aboard.
Yes.
Hopefully we won't bore you to tears. But anyway, so welcome all of you. And if you haven't joined us, that is at facebook.com/groups/walkingdeadgsm. We'll occasionally, not just me, actually Kyle does a lot of them too, posts various things on the Facebook group. And, as I've been finding them, I have been posting, videos of, the cast as they've been interviewed on various things. For example, in the past week, Norman Reedus and Jeffrey Dean Morgan were on, live with Kelly, separate appearances, separate days. And I believe there are more appearances coming up in the next few days. But I won't bore you with the details. Just come to the Facebook group and we will post the videos as we find them. And there's also a video of the recent New York Comic Con panel that was a couple weeks ago. So that's up there as well. So anyway, check them out.
For all the new people coming up that, you know, or everybody on the group to just like, if you run across something, post it. Because sometimes I feel like, you know, I'll miss out on so much news or stuff, you know, and I do like go back to the group to be like, oh, wait, maybe, you know, I'll know it's there, or like, you know, those clips and stuff like that. Because yeah. I don't always have the time to be doing it myself, but sometimes I'll be at work and I'll run across this like article that's like, oh, wow, awesome. I wonder if anybody knows it. And I'll just immediately post to the group. So
yeah,
everybody contribute. It's
and,
fun.
Yeah. And, you know, it's been said, several times by even our iTunes reviews that our Facebook group is like a family. So we all love you guys. And, you know, it's a big part of why we do this. So, we just love it. And, you know, the fact that a nice little community has kind of, grown up around the little podcast of ours is amazing to us. It keeps us going. Definitely. All right, the final thing in the news, and this is an obvious thing, but The Walking Dead has been renewed.
Yay!
So, big shock.
Yeah.
They did this. I didn't think that they did this for season 7, but they did. They renewed it just before season 6 started. So, to me, that's... I think a good indication, you know, that AMC's pretty comfortable with, the season that they've seen, you know, coming. So that's good. And I look back to season four wasn't renewed until halfway through season 3. And I know back then I'm like, why are they taking so long to renew? But by the end of season 3, I knew why. Because, you know, it didn't end so well. So, yeah. And Talking Dead was also renewed for its seventh season.
No surprise there.
Yeah, and I read that Talking Dead is the highest rated talk show on television.
Makes sense.
even higher rated than like The Tonight Show and, you know, the.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Interesting. Yeah. And, you know, Colbert and Jimmy Kimmel.
They almost have a captive audience when you think about it, though. It's like as soon as if you're
a lot of people don't, though.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't for fear, but for. Yeah, Walking Dead. I make sure and stay up to watch it because I want to know what, you know, like everything.
I know.
Yeah.
I love watching it.
Yeah. And the last thing I wanted to mention, and I don't want to, you know, we've been pushing this a lot because out of necessity, but our beloved Ruthie has been having computer problems. So, if you have been listening to us on Fear the Walking Dead talk through, you know about this. This is old hat. You can skip forward a little bit, but if you're listening to us for the first time, that's okay. We don't expect anything from you. But if you've been listening to us from the Walking Dead talk through, Ruthie's computer is failing and it's been getting worse with every single episode we record. So she started a GoFundMe. So why don't you give us a little bit of an update? Because you've had some additional contributors.
I'm going to thank everybody again. So if you only got thanked once, you'll probably get thanked twice later on. Okay, so far I have received donations from my lovely co-host Brian.
Hi.
My good friend Kyle. Debbie, Tori, Linda Beck, Malika, PB and Zane, also known as Judy with two aisles. Two eyes.
Two aisles?
Two aisles. Two eyes. Oh, I'm having some problems tonight. Okay, Dieta, Monica, Lara, Kathleen, and Selena. So thank you. Thank you so much, you guys, for contributing to my little project. I am more than 1/4 of the way there, but only just. So, got a little bit more to go, and I'm hoping that I can get something semi soon so I can get this sitch taken care of. And if you listened to our most recent Fear the Walking Dead episode, then you heard a little bit of what randomly, suddenly, sometimes happens. It doesn't happen every time, but then I'll be talking along and Brian's like, ugh.
Yeah. And it's not just that, you know, we've had files that get corrupted and, so certain, you know, we can't use our audio.
Internet.
Yeah.
Which, you know, of course we need because we do it through Skype. So you might think, I can't connect to the internet. That's no big deal. But if we can't connect to the internet, then I can't do this at all. So like, what's happening? I don't know. Everything's going wrong.
We can't do it the old way and like get the landline telephone.
Maybe.
Please deposit 35 cents.
Yeah, no kidding.
Anyway.
Hey, if I could hook my microphone up to my, you know, phone or whatever, maybe, but it's, we did that before and it didn't work that well. So you may recall my computer has been down in the past. So
yes,
it feels like a matter of time.
So for that, URL, what is it? So everyone can contribute if they'd like to, or just share it.
Yeah.
Share it if you can't donate.
And the link is gofundme.com/Ruthie podcasts.
Yes.
And that'll be in the show notes.
Yes. All right.
Let's get down to the nitty gritty.
Now is time for Ruthie's sing-songy voice known as All right. So we're going to have a slightly different format tonight. We're going to start with what we're excited about for season 7. So, Kyle, you are our guest. Why don't we start with you?
All right. And I had to go back and rewatch the Comic-Con trailer. Cause it's been a while since we've been doing so much Fear that it was kind of like, oh wait, that's right. There's the main show. And I kind of remember what happened. I think for me, the whole who gets the bat, it's kind of like, I do want to know what that answer is. Who is it? Are they going to do anything different? But I don't know. It's like, I like the new group. We only got to see everybody, if like there's the kingdom now, and there's going to be the hilltop, King Ezekiel, which I don't know if they've even really said anything about him yet.
Yeah.
Besides showing him and the tiger.
They have.
Yeah. So for me, what was the promo from last season was like a whole new world or what, or something like that, or a newer world. And, it's not likely we really got to see much of that besides, the wolves and like the Negan. So I don't know. I'm excited by just opening up from the larger group so that we actually get to see other people and maybe we get to see how they've survived the apocalypse. And then of course we have Negan. So we'll just see how he fits and everything. So, I mean,
who's Negan?
You had to know that was coming.
Yeah, I did.
Who's Deanna? I heard that yesterday or whatever night on the, on the Journey So Far thing.
Yeah.
I almost died laughing. I was like, oh, yeah, that's right.
You heard,
who's Deanna?
Yep. He made me laugh.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope he stays around, but we don't know. We need more one-liners.
It's funny. All of the Abraham buttons on my soundboard are orange.
Ha ha.
Intentionally. So,
Nice.
Damn straight, we'll do it live!
Do it live.
Yeah.
Because he is the friskiest ginger. Or whatever.
Yes.
He's orange. So yeah.
It's funny. Do you ever, this may be off topic, I don't know, but do you ever have some of those, some of the people on the show or whatever, do you still have a hard time not being like, oh wait, no, cause that's Buck from, Band of Brothers, that's not, it is Abraham, but I always I still go no, that's, I don't know. I still think of him as the other character.
Yeah, I occasionally get that for Morgan because I think of him from Jericho and to a lesser extent, Low Winter Sun, although I kind of tuned out of that show before it finished. So yeah, I think of it about it for him. Same. And of course, he hasn't been on the show much yet, but Jeffrey Dean Morgan, I keep thinking of Grey's Anatomy whenever I see him.
Yeah, Denny.
Totally. I know. It's like, it's
Denny Duquette.
It does feel like, no, wait, no, I can't. That's Denny. No.
Yeah. And the last thing, show that I watched him in was, Extant. Second season of Extant. He was on that and, strangely enough, so was David Morrissey. So it's kind of funny. Those two, the two big villains on The Walking Dead were on a show together, so.
Yeah. He's also Dean Winchester's dad, Sam and Dean Winchester's dad, right. Papa Winchester, they call him. So he's been in all kinds of stuff. And, I think maybe in the beginning when the show was much newer, I did that because, especially for those actors who have British accents normally, because, Rick is always going to be also that guy from Love Actually, whose name I can't remember.
Right.
That was the first thing I ever saw him in. So I was like, oh my gosh, I love Andrew Lincoln. And then same thing with, oh my gosh, I just forgot her name. I can't remember the actress's name who plays Maggie.
Lauren Cohan.
Lauren Cohan. She's been in so much stuff. She was in Vampire Diaries and she was in Chuck.
Right.
And, I can't remember what else she's been in that I can you know, remember off the top of my head. So a little bit initially with her and with Andrew Lincoln, kind of in the beginning, I was like, man, I wish they could use their regular accents. But, you know, I love them so much. I think they do such a good job. And, you know, again, with Lenny James, he's just amazing, though. Yeah. He, like, chameleon morphs into almost whatever he's doing. And, but, you know, for the rest of them, it's kind of like they are that character now. And especially now that I'm watching Beth on Conviction, I'm like, it's Beth!
Yeah, how is that show?
I like it, but yeah, apparently it's not doing so great in his time slot. But, oh, well, but I like it a lot. I think it's funny. And, of course, you know, Haley Atwell was Agent Carter, Peggy Carter, so she's amazing.
Yeah, I had that a little bit when she was on the show of Lori Holden, because what I remember her from was The X-Files, and I'll talk about this in a bit, but I've been going back and I'm doing like a cramming rewatch right now, so I've been seeing a lot of Andrea, and yeah, I love Andrea.
She's so beautiful. Yeah, I just did an X-Files rewatch, but I don't remember her from that. Again, what did she?
She was. I think her name was Marita Covarrubias. She was like, she's kind of in the later episodes, like the last, I don't know, four seasons or something like that. She was kind of like the Deep Throat was.
Okay.
Ruthie, what is your first sauce of awesomeness?
I thought it was really cool hearing from the actors who aren't currently on the show in the special that they had, the Journey So Far special. I like that. I was wondering who they, you know, would possibly be able to get back. And I thought it was pretty well done. I liked the whole thing. Although, well, that's kind of, anyway, yeah, it was cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I liked it too. There were a few people that weren't on the episode that I was expecting would be, but other than that, like, I'll give you a couple examples. John Bernthal wasn't on there, and he was probably too busy, working on The Punisher or whatever, but I had hoped he was going to be on there. Sarah Wayne Callies, same thing.
She's doing Colony now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And obviously the same thing with Emily Kinney, obviously busy with Conviction. So, but they did have, you know, they had Scott Wilson and Lori Holden and David Morrissey and Andrew J. West, Tova Feldshuh, Alexandra Breckenridge. There were a lot. There were a lot of, you know, ex Walking Dead people. So it was
former.
Cool. Former. Okay. Former.
X sounds so negative.
Yeah. all right. Well, my first sauce of awesomeness, is something that I'm actually shocked about. I don't believe the fact that we're sitting here recording tonight, 5 days, actually, literally 5 days. I'm looking at the time, and 5 days from this very moment, we'll be watching the, after results or the after effects of someone getting killed. And I can't believe that we're so close to this, and it hasn't been completely leaked out. I mean, there've been rumors, there's been conjecture, there's been speculation, but there isn't any smoking guns or bloody bats that indicate exactly who has been killed. So I'm really surprised, and I guess I can attribute some of this to a weak sauce moment, but the fact that we're actually sitting here and we don't know. So I never thought when we did our feedback show and review show of The Last Day on Earth, or Last Day on Earth, from several months back, you know, for episode 16, that I thought it would be a certainty that we would know who died. And I can honestly say I don't know.
And I think they definitely, I guess, did their homework or whatever, because as mad as everybody was, and then all of a sudden you hear that they shot everybody basically getting it, so that no, you know, because there's people that like camp out there. But, you know, it does seem like we would have gotten something in that last little whatever clip they showed with the ring and, you know, who knows what and this and that. It's like, I don't know. They either really did a good job in keeping it secret, or they're going to do exactly what we expect, or it's going to be something completely out of left field. And I hope that's the case.
Yeah.
I'll be mad otherwise, I think.
Yes, I think a lot of people will be requiring some counseling on the, you know, hours and days after. Kyle, what's your next awesome sauce for season 7?
Oh, and Carol, like, I don't know what the hell is going on in the most wonderful way. Like, that line that she says, you know, watch the clip again or the Comic-Con trailer.
Yeah.
And like, that's like, for one, I'm like, who doesn't love Carol? Like, she's just, I love her. I mean, she's either gone crazy or, you know, like what's going on, you know, with like her whole storyline, but just that one little clip in the show or that little thing, just, I just loved it. I was kind of like, I cannot wait to see what she's doing.
Yeah.
I love her. Yep. She's my favorite.
Yeah, and I want to see after that, I guess you could call it mental backlash, as far as, you know, all the killing she's done, how she's going to be, you know, coming into season 7. Is she going to become a killer again, or is she going to become a pacifist, or something in between?
Yeah.
You know?
That's a good question.
Good question.
And is she going to, where is she going to end up? Is she going to go back to Alexandria? Is she going to... You know, we see evidence that she's going to end up in the kingdom.
Yeah.
Is she going to stay there? Don't know.
No. See, that's the one thing I love about her character. And hopefully I'm not going off too much on a tangent, but it's like the, her character as it stands right now is not, you know, is completely different from the comic. Like, she didn't even survive.
Right.
Early in the comic. So like, with her just being in like these questions that we're asking, like, I, it just makes me so happy, because I'm like, she could go anywhere, she could do anything, she could, you know, she could die at this point, but she's been such a strong like character. I want more from her, and hopefully they bring that to us as fans.
Yeah, she's one of my favorites for sure.
Yeah. All right, what you got next, Ruthie?
Well, that was all I had.
Oh, okay.
I said what I had.
Well, this is not season 7 per se, but I'm going to include it as such because it's part of getting ready for season 7. So I've decided to do a massive cramming rewatch of the show from the beginning. And I have watched in the last 3 days, I think... 24 episodes so far. I'm into season 3 at this point. And it's been, yes. So yes, I have watched a lot of,
that's pretty good. Cause you know, even though season 2 has its own merits, but I don't know, the last time I did it, I had a struggle getting it through that season.
Yeah. It has some weak moments, certainly in the first half. That whole thing dragged on a lot longer than, you know, I think it should have. But the positive of that, and I certainly feel it watching it, you know, going back and watching it, is that it really gave you a chance to get to know the characters. And that, I think, is a problem that, you know, we've said, you know, with the fear, The Walking Dead, you know, we don't have that connection with the characters on that show to the same extent that, we've had on the original, you know, at the same point, you know, by the time Sophia comes out of that barn, you know, we're all deeply invested in the show and the characters by that time. And on Fear, not so much. You know, we've had, I think all of us, I know Ruthie and I have had issues with the characters. Many, if not most, of the characters on that show, we haven't, you know, built the same kind of bond. We're starting to, at least I'm starting to with certain characters, but other characters, Madison, that is not there yet. So anyway, it helped me fall back in love. I never fell out of love, but it gave me that, God, I love this show so much feeling that I've had all the way through, but it's just a great time to remind myself of it.
Yeah, so. I did that before season six. And like it literally, cause it had been so long, it added so much just going back to like, you know, starting it back up again and getting into season six. I would totally love to do that now, but as you know, it's October baseball. Yeah. So my life is not quite really, or my time is not mine. So I can't do it.
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to be able to get through all six seasons before the season premiere, but I'm going to try. I do have some things. Yeah. Well, and I've got the next few days for me are going to be pretty busy. So I don't think I'm going to be able to get through all of them, but I'm going to try. Kyle, you have more awesome sauce.
I think what, like,
it's okay. Take your time. I'll cut all this out.
All that. Okay, good.
But the only thing I'll keep will be this.
I'll write it and we'll do it live.
Love it. My next awesome sauce for this coming season, it really is everything's a build up to, you know, who gets the bat. And so, mm-hmm. you know, like that's pretty much where apparently what Gimble said was like, well, that's going to end that story and start the new one. And while, you know, it's kind of like, well, I think people that read the comics and like then either just, you know the backstory or whatever, like we all kind of know what to expect.
Yeah.
So I really hope that they like throw us a curveball and like, you know, we know Rick is okay. It looks, you know, obviously, you kill Rick, you kill The Walking Dead as far as I'm concerned. Yeah. But, it's just kind of like, I really hope that they just do something crazy and then we're all basically screaming and going nuts and you know my pick, so if I should say that.
Yeah, who is your pick? I was actually gonna ask, like, has your pick changed since the finale compared to now?
No, because I was still kind of going what I was just saying. It's like I want them to do something so crazy, and so I feel being Maggie. That, I mean, I'm coming at it from a comic reader standpoint,
right?
Because, you know, in the comic, can I say this, like, spoiler alert?
Yes. Go ahead.
You know, Glenn, you know, gets the bat, and then Maggie's whole arc after that is like, you know, there's a whole different, you know, like she, you know, has this whole darker side, like right. Things change for her, that if they just flip that, and yes, Maggie being the one and how brutal that would be, but then to see Glenn, who we've known pretty much from the beginning, totally his whole life changed, like right. His priorities, like he could totally go into, you know, dark despair or something. I would love to see that, just right. To kind of throw it out there. And so, you know, like us comic readers would be like, whoa, you know, like, okay, we have an idea, but now we get to see somebody else.
It would be pretty bold, you know, and especially with the fact that, you know, Maggie's pregnant. Obviously, Negan wouldn't know that.
Which would make it even more brutal.
Right. And I think it would be a big curveball. And, you know, so you've been Maggie from beginning to end at this point. So you're still on the Maggie train.
Yeah, because I don't want to go with what the obvious choice is. And I just, you know, if they're going to do something crazy, I think, I don't know. I think even the last, the season premiere or finale of last season, I kept going, It's her. I don't know. Like, she's having right. all these issues. She's looked so weak. And then here she is in the lineup. And then it's like, yeah, he's a brutal and like who I think would be more, they all would like would affect Rick. But then right. I don't know. I just feel like Maggie would be like that. Why he would say, I'm going to kill you. I'm going right. to, you know, say what he says in that clip.
Right. Right. Yes. And if you have not watched, there is a clip, I think it's like 3.5 minutes long, sneak peek of the season premiere. And it doesn't indicate exactly when in the season premiere. It might be part of the cold open, but not right at the beginning, I think. Or it could be, you know, a few minutes later and, you know, in the next act or something. We don't know, but,
I'm feeling it's in the cold open.
I think it's in the cold.
I think so too. I think so too. But I'm just trying to cover all the bases. Ruthie, I think you've been asking this question.
Who's Negan?
Or
who's Deanna?
So you've been on the Abraham train, I think.
Yep. I'm still riding that train.
Yeah.
Hasn't changed.
Yeah.
I still think it's Abraham. Mainly because of the taking it like a champ line. Because to me, I'm not sure. I mean, Daryl would, but I don't think at this point in time they would kill Daryl. But maybe they would. I don't know. I mean, he does have his riding with Norman, so.
And, you know, we've said it before. Kyle said it, you know, about spoiler alert, you know, in the comic, Glenn is the one that gets the bat. But at this point, really, if you don't know that, Enid says...
Are you serious?
Because I think it's a, you know, okay, if you don't know, that's fine. But it's kind of hard at this point not to have heard that.
Yeah, at this point, then you're like, what, like
living under a rock?
Yeah,
right.
Living under a rock or like in New Zealand with zero, like, you know, Wi-Fi or connection.
Yeah. for me, I mean,
don't hate on the Kiwis.
Yeah, for me, I made the very bold prediction after the season finale that Michonne would be the one to get the bat. And, you know, it was one of those things that was after, you know, I subrooted the season finale like I tend to do. But I am no longer confident about that prediction. You know, obviously, if it ends up being Michonne, I will deny what I'm about to say.
Immediately renege.
Yes. Well, that's, you know, I was just going along, but I think that this theory that's emerged about a potential double kill makes a lot of sense.
We've heard that.
And I think if it is a double kill, I think it will be Abraham and Glenn.
Mm.
So,
and I could, yeah, I could definitely be on board with that.
Yeah.
Because because there has been, I guess, some hinting a little bit that possibly there might be more than one, but then that would be kind of like the shock maybe to like, yeah, we knew Glenn was going to die or we suspected, but like, oh crud, there goes Abraham, you know, like, okay, well, yeah.
And
two people.
And you know, it's also something that I've heard that, you know, it might not be limited to two. Now, if that's the case, if, you know,
that's the case, then Aaron is not long for this world.
Right.
Because they can't kill off more than two major characters.
Yeah. Or Negan's going to go back to Alexandria and kill, like, Father Gabriel or Enid or Spencer.
Yeah. Well, hopefully Carol and Morgan are safe in the cloud. I mean, the kingdom. So.
Yeah, I think killing more than two is just being a little like, because, you know, if Negan's supposed to be like this big, horrible, evil person, but who also is like wanting to control them and use them, that like going overboard like that, that just kind of defeats the purpose of him instilling fear. That's just like, okay, so, you know, like if someone came and killed half your family, that's like, that's going to make you, you know, yeah, I'm going to do anything to stop you. Maybe killing one and you're like, well, crud, I still have like to say, you know, keep myself alive. And right. then everybody around me, you know, to me that's, yeah, it's kind of, yeah. the, if it was more if than two, then they're, yeah. they're reaching.
Yeah.
It, yeah. If you've got nothing to lose, then you become very dangerous. So yeah, if you kill
everybody will die just to kill him, you know? So like, what's the point?
Yeah. yeah. If you kill only one person, then you still have a lot to lose. But if they start going crazy with the killing people, then it's like, well, hell, you've already killed, you know, 15 people. Why not just make it a round yes, even number?
And no. And then like, what's the, one of the biggest traits, a human traits is self-preservation.
Right.
yeah.
So like, you know, yeah, maybe you like the person that, you know, got the bat, but hey, right. I'm still alive and I want to live.
right.
I want to live.
Now, I think there could be a maximum of two, that are killed from that, that lineup. And if there is more than that, it would have to be, you know, they end up in Alexandria and, you know, Tobin or Olivia or, you know, some,
minor,
you know, third or fourth, level character on the show.
Third or fourth tier.
Yeah. yeah. One of those like, who are you again? Type people.
exactly.
You know.
Well, and yeah, they didn't say that it was all going to happen in the premiere.
Right.
Either. So yeah,
that's true.
Like, that definitely, cause like, you know, there was that clip with Tara and, right. what's his face? Heath, you know, when they get back, it's like, I fear for them. Cause they're going to come back being like, wait, what's going on?
yeah. And yeah, I think Heath is not too long for the show, but you know, and I won't say why I say that, but all right. Do we have any more awesome sauce or should we move to the week variety?
I think that's all I got.
All right.
Let's move on.
In the words of a Twisted Sister video,
you're worthless and weak.
Aha.
All right. I'm going to put you on the spot again, Kyle, since you are a guest. What do you have for weak sauce?
So there is that whole clip, you know, the last clip they showed where I guess possible cold open and Negan grabs Rick into, you know, going towards the Winnebago. Like, of course it talks about him losing his hand and I'm kind of, to me, I'm just like, do we really, I don't know. I feel like the moment's already gone. So I don't really see how, you know, they already talked about it being an issue for the show because they would have to like blue screen his arm off and then, you know, whatever. It's like, I don't know. I'm kind of like, why did you choose it now? And to me, I'm like, we've already seen enough like shock and awe that it's right. kind of, it just seems very minor and to almost kind of like, oh yeah, since we missed the part of when this was supposed to happen in the comics and we're going to do it now to, you know, you shot Carl in the eye. I don't know what more like you need to do.
Yeah.
So what do you think he's going to do to him in the little Winnebago then? Cause I like when he drags him up, I'm like, well, what exactly is going to go on in there? I mean, if it were a woman, I would kind of be like, all right, I know what's probably going to happen in there. I don't really want to know anymore, but you know, since it's not saying that couldn't be what could happen, but I'm just saying it's right. seems less likely.
That's a very good question. And again, I feel like, again, I'm coming from I'm a comic reader.
Yeah.
So back in the comics when, you know, he met or the, you know, the Rick and, you know, the governor, when they all started introducing each other, Michonne got caught and basically was brutally raped, like horribly. And of course, in the comic, it's not very kind or nice.
When is a rape ever kind or nice?
No, I know. I mean, I just like, it's very graphic. Like for even like the comic, I was kind of like, whoa, I'm like, this is kind of making me, you know, unsettled.
Right.
But it's like, you know, I could see now that there's the Michonne Rick love affair thing that maybe this is another way to say, because Negan, well, to us comic people, Negan's known to, he loves his women and he loves his sex and blah, blah, blah. So like, I don't know, maybe that's the other crazy thing that he goes in there and rapes Michonne in front of him or something, or like does something bad. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there just because it's like, well, that could possibly be something they do because they don't have to blue screen anything after that. If that sounds horrible, sorry. I don't know. Like, I just, the hand thing, I'm going to be like, eh, like, I don't know. Didn't really. So, that's the only thing I could think of other than just being the obvious, whatever he's talking about.
Right.
Or maybe he gives him like a what do you call it? What are those? A honey bun. He's like, ooh, I found one of these in the convenience store. Here, I want to share. We're friends. I don't know.
Or he just gives him a wedgie.
Foot massage.
An atomic wedgie.
Atomic wedgie. That's hilarious.
Yeah. Or he could just say,
do not make me kill the little future serial killer. Don't make it easy on me.
So I don't know. What do you guys think?
I have no idea what's going to happen in the Winnebago. Honestly, I'm like, okay, what you doing in there? I don't know. I assume some kind of torture, but I don't know what kind of, you know. I don't know. I mean, to me, all I could think of, the only thing I could think of was like, man, if that were a woman being dragged off like that and thrown inside of a Winnebago, I know exactly what they would be alluding to. But since it's a man, it's kind of less clear, you know, more ambiguous. Again, not saying that that couldn't happen. It's just seems less likely. So I don't know. I have no idea. I have no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll find out.
Oh, less than a week to go.
The whole clip, with the right-hand man. I mean, first time I listened to it, it didn't really clue in. I'm thinking, is he's alluding to killing a right-hand man of Rick? And then I said it on the Facebook group, like, Rick kind of has many people that could be considered a right-hand man at this point. So that's not really clear who it would be if that's what Negan was alluding to. But then after the second watch, I'm like, oh, is he talking about cutting off the hand? Whoa. If that does happen, I would be floored. But, you know, Kirkman has always regretted cutting off the hand. And I thought that would never be something that they would do on the show. Like, you know, we've seen, Merle, you know, his hand was cut off, but he cut off his own hand. And, you know, he wasn't Rick. You know, Rick is, you know, the center, you know, the main character in the show. So
almost every shot.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, doing that for Merle is one thing, but doing that for Rick is another. So I would be shocked if they did that. Cause to me, the other thing that Negan, you know, keeps saying is, I want you to work for me. Well, if he cuts off Rick's hand, he's not going to be able to work as efficiently, you know?
He's not going to be able to iron his clothes. You know, he's got one hand. That's hard. Yeah.
All right. Ruthie.
Yes.
You have sauce, which is weak.
I do. I just... I know I've beat this dead horse quite a bit, but I'm still a little irritated that I didn't get to find out who died at the end of season 6 because I really, really wish I had the whole summer to get over it. Cause I have a feeling I'm going to spend the majority of the first half of season 7 just angry and pissed off. And I'm going to try really hard not to let that, you know, trickle down into my podcasting. But I don't know, not giving me that time to get over it is going to lead to anger, which, as we know, is a secondary emotion. But damn it! I'm pissed off!
Yeah, I tend to think, though, that the person that died is just the tip of the iceberg. And I have a feeling that things are going to sink even deeper into despair on the show. And it's probably going to be the whole half season of despair. And then I think, you know, the second half, you'll start to see things kind of turn around until, you know, eventually I would think season 8, you know, if it follows, you know, comic book, Negan, you know, they'll start fighting back. So
fingers crossed.
Yes. Geez. Yeah. So
I don't know how much of this I can take.
Yeah. So I think it's going to be, I think that episode's going to be really rough. I think I'm going to sit there and, probably cry during 59 minutes of it. Like I do, but, I was like you. I've gotten over it. Up until I'd say the second half, of the, hiatus, I kind of started turning around a little bit. It didn't bother me anymore. And now I'm just, I'm just ready to move on. I've been thinking about, even with fear going on, I've been thinking about The Walking Dead a lot. With fear going on, it was kind of tempered somewhat because we were so busy, watching that show and podcasting about it. But now that we're back on the main show, the last 3 weeks or 2.5 weeks now, I've been thinking about it a lot. A lot, a lot, a lot.
A lot.
Yes.
It's been, it was in the back of our mind when we were like watching Fear, but now that it's here, I'm just like, oh, yes. Yeah. I want it now.
Yeah. Yep. For me, I have two weak sauces, but the one I have on the page here is the tiger. I know that tigers, considered kind of cool and all that, but it just seems kind of, comic booky. And, I don't see how they can pull it off in a believable way. I'm not really familiar with Shiva in the comic. I know that she exists and that, Ezekiel, I guess, was her, lion tamer or, zookeeper or whatever.
Tiger team.
Yeah. So they have, a special bond, whatever, but I just don't know where that goes.
I don't know either.
I
will never own a pet that could possibly kill me and eat me.
Yeah. And it's, if depending on how they do it, if it's just like CG and it looks like crap, then it's going to totally take away from the whole point of it being there. To like, if it's an actual, not even like letting the tiger needing to really do anything other than maybe protect him at one point or something, but it's a real tiger, then that would add as long as it looks real and looks cool, I think it'd be okay for it's just like, oh, he just has a pet tiger. Like, okay, yeah. Fine. He's in the comic, he's really eccentric and cause he's, the king. So, if it plays into that, but they can use a real tiger, I think that would be awesome. If it's a CG tiger, then I'd be like, when you see bad CG in a show, you're like, oh, you're just like, okay, I get it, but that looked really horrible.
in the Comic-Con trailer, the tiger that's in that, it just didn't look real to me. It looked, and this might not have been the final version of it, but the tiger just looked somewhat, blurry to me. It didn't look like it completely fit on the screen in a lifelike way. It looked like a hologram to me, just not opaque. If that makes any sense at all.
Yeah, we'll see. Because if they, have a budget issue with the Rick's hand or those kind of special effects, I could see them being, it's cheaper to have a real tiger. Yeah. And maybe just for the, maybe for that preview promo, they just had to get a tiger in there or, I don't know.
Yeah,
but we'll see.
I can't imagine they have budget problems, though.
That was the whole thing with Rick's hand was because if he's going to be the main character in every shot, they're going to have to remove that. It'd be like that costs, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But anyway,
I can see in the beginning that being a concern. Now it seems like that would be less of a concern because as long as they don't squander the goodwill that they have garnered, they've got a really good thing going here. So,
yeah. All right, Kyle, do you have more weakness of sauce?
Not that I know of. I was trying to think if there was anything that came to mind, but I mean, I'm just glad the show's back and really that I don't have to think about fear anymore. Although this is going to be different for me because fear was the commenting about it was kind of part of the fun too, because it was at a point where I'm just like, I don't care about these characters anymore. And so it was like, there was just too much for me to be able to comment on to now. It's like, this is going to be different. I'm not going to be, you know, really taking away from this show because it's going to be awesome. I'm pretty sure.
And, you know, it was like my ratings on the show were, you know, for the most part, pretty good, but it just doesn't hold that same place in my heart and in my mind that The Walking Dead does. There's just no question that The Walking Dead, it's a better show all the way around. The writing's better. Practically everything I could think of is better on the main show. And, you know, I still wonder about the showrunner on Fear, but this is not talking about Fear in many ways.
What is this bizarre segue that's happening right now? Can we maybe stay on point?
Yeah. No more fear talk. All right, Ruthie, you are the rant person on the show mostly. Although I have been infected by the rant bug. I'm sure you have other things weak to discuss here.
Oh, just one more, really. And it was kind of they sort of seemed to just gloss over some things in the special when it came time to talk about season 6, because, you know, I mean, I understand they're not trying to be downers. They're trying to get people hyped and excited for the show, but I feel like they could have at least acknowledged the fact that, you know, I don't know what I like to call Dumpstergate happened. Okay, people, it's real. You can't just pretend like it didn't happen because you want to pretend like it didn't happen.
Right.
You guys screwed up real bad, and it would have been nice if, you know, someone had said something like, you know, because they said people really thought Glenn was dead. And I'm like, people didn't really know what to think, and they were pissed off at you because of the little antics that you pulled. So, but, you know, whatever. Tell your little lies.
Somewhat revisionist history.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Revisionist history. Very good.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, tell me lies. Tell me sweet little lies.
Yeah. The thing along those lines, some things that they glossed over, they didn't even really mention Eastman at all. Like that whole backstory thing. Not even.
Yeah.
Which was funny because that is the part that to me, it threw off the entire season 6. A good episode, but if you take it out, suddenly the season finale is No Way Out, and that's, you know, so that would have been the 8th episode. They would come back for I can't remember the name right off the top of my head for some reason. I'm blanking on it, but the one when they meet Jesus, because Jesus saves. But you know, so to me, that episode, if anything, I think it was kind of like, well, Lenny, if you come back to the show, we'll write you a whole episode. You know, we'll give you a whole backstory episode. What do you think about that? Yeah, sign me up. You know, that's what it seemed like to me, going back, that it was, and it was a great episode. You know, I didn't like it that much at the time because of its sequence, but, you know, watching it since then, you know, I've grown to appreciate it, but still, it was an unnecessary episode, I think.
The next world.
Yeah. The next world. Thank you. Thank you.
That's what I'm here for.
Yes.
In my IMDb app.
Yeah. So what, I talked about in the awesome sauce, about, you know, the fact that we have not found out who died. And I think one of the reasons why we haven't found out who died is the fact that AMC has been cracking down on various websites in a way that is not cool. So they've thrown cease and desist and, you know, threatened legal action for the Spoiling Dead. You know, say what you will about them. You know, they are fans out there that, you know, deeply love the show. And, you know, that shouldn't stop them from trying to, you know, find out what's going on. So
most people who want to find out what's going on, they're going to watch anyway, though. So
right.
I personally don't want to. Like, I don't seek out spoilers. I don't want to know, generally speaking. I enjoy my experience much more when I don't know, when I'm surprised, blah, blah, blah. Like, there are people out there who just want to know. They just want to know real bad and they don't care and they're going to watch it anyway. I'm not one of those people, but I don't feel like they should. I mean, I understand wanting to keep things secret and all that kind of stuff, but just, I mean, the cease and desist order and all that stuff for people speculating. I mean, all I have to say to that is write a better story, okay? If you don't want people to figure out what you're going to do next, then I think you only have yourself to blame. You can write a better story so that people can't predict. Because if they can predict that well, then to me, it seems like you are the ones who are doing something wrong, not the fans. The fans who are just, you know, the only thing the fans are doing is loving your show. So you're basically punishing people for loving your show. And I've talked about how I think they've kind of done a little bit of backpedaling with that, you know, with their little, we love our fans, you know,
yeah,
commercials and stuff that's come out. And that's fine. But I just kind of, I don't know. To me, the lack of acknowledgement of those types of things on the special sort of just, I don't know. I was like, well, like you say, revisionist history.
Right. My hope, and, you know, I don't know. I don't know if this will be the case or not, but I do hope that they have learned from the lessons that they could learn from the things that they have done and the way the audience has reacted. Don't jerk us around. Don't try to do, you know, shock and awe and, you know, put somebody under a dumpster, which some people still think was impossible, but.
And I'm one of those people because it was.
There are dumpsters that you can crawl under, but.
There are dumpsters that you can crawl under, but let's not get started on that.
No, no. But my point being is there are some people that don't believe that there are dumpsters you can crawl under, but there are. So. Anyway.
Dumpster wasn't the issue, though.
No, I know that. Of course, I know that. The issue was, you know, trying to troll us and making everyone think that he's dead. And I don't think it was necessary. I think that it could have been.
My issue.
Yeah. Okay, what is your issue?
That my issue with that thing is that they completely ignored Glenn and just. Only, it's selective zombie eating. That's my issue. Yeah, he could crawl under the dumpster, but there's no way that he escaped that unscathed and not bitten, basically.
Right.
But yeah, that's my problem with it, is that, yes, I believe that you could crawl under a dumpster, but in that particular situation, the problem is live human.
Right.
With only one other human. I mean, he didn't land directly on top of him because we could see his head.
Right.
And so he's screaming and crying. And okay, I don't want to go into it.
But yeah, I get exactly what you're saying, though, too. It's just kind of like it was a stunt and
right.
It didn't work.
Yeah. And, you know, I think in many ways, I think that stunt was worse than, you know, turning the Negan kill into a cliffhanger, because at least there's some deception in trying to tell us that, you know, you're going to find out who dies. Okay. That pissed a lot of people off, but it's a straightforward thing. Someone dies, wait until October to find out who, but the dumpster thing, you know, there were clues that he survived, but it just, you know, they made
the only reason so he survived is because the writers wrote him to survive.
Exactly. Them. Yes.
That's the problem.
You're right. And I agree with you, Ruthie, that, you know, even forget about being bit. I mean, a scratch, you know, all it would have taken would have been a walker to scratch him and he'd be dead, you know?
Well, and that's. I'll make it quick. Like, that's the thing that still, like, while the dumpster gate, you know, I'm like, the way they did it, and I guess, it, you know, if it was a stomp, I mean, that's one thing, because there's no source material for that. With who gets Lucille, there's source material for that. So right. It's like everybody doesn't need – they can go to the comics. They can Google it, and they'll know exactly how that happens. And so if we're not telling us or they're doing the way they did it, that pisses me off more than, oh, we faked you out with Glenn dying. No, he didn't. No, you know, whatever. I'm like, okay, it was stupid because you took his name out the credits, and it's like, okay, whatever. To now, I'm like, but we know, or we can pretty much know what's going to happen, and there's no way you can hide that.
Right.
So, yeah. So anyways. Yeah.
Don't read the comics. Don't buy the comics. I'm sure Kirk is not saying that.
Yeah, no, he does. He's probably like, no, dude, like, read as far ahead. Well, and is this a time that we've had, besides Game of Thrones, that we've had a show based on the source material that is still being written as we speak? Game of Thrones is the only one that I know of. And that makes it difficult, I think. I don't know.
It can be difficult, definitely, especially when you move past where the books are, which is currently what Game of Thrones is doing.
Right, which that's one thing, and we're not even near being past where the comics are. So,
yeah.
The only thing I can think of, and it wasn't a TV show, but a movie, would be the Harry Potter books were still being written while the movies were coming out.
Yeah, but they never got farther than the books
right.
in the movie.
Right.
I mean, she was still writing them. I think she was on, what, the fourth book when the first movie was made?
Right. Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, and they weren't really being an adaptation to it was more of like they were going to follow the story.
Right.
Right.
Anyways.
Yep, bizarre segue.
That's for sure.
What is this bizarre segue that's happening right now?
Thank you.
Can we maybe stay on point?
Thank you, Blaine.
Yes. But when it comes to the dumpster, I'll just leave it with this.
There's a conspiracy out there. You know what I'm saying? There's a conspiracy. A C-O-N conspiracy.
That may be the first time that we've played that Damon Wayans actually has a TV show of his own since, you know, he's on Lethal Weapon. So, anyway.
I love him. He's hilarious.
All right. So, normally we go into discussion, but since we basically discussed more of the things, we're going to use it as final thoughts. But, of course, I must play the clip.
I'd like to have a calm discussion on this topic. You think we can manage that?
Boy, oh boy, in my rewatch, Daryl was a very different person back then in season
3. Yeah, they all were.
Yeah, he was so much of a jerk
back
then. But all right, Kyle, I put you on the spot. This is what happens as a guest. You get put on the spot. What other things are you thinking about with season 7 or just summarized thoughts that you have on what's coming?
I really kind of hope that they take us to a really dark place. Like I want, like, I, you know, I feel like the show takes us on little ups and downs, and like, you know, we have moments where they like, they survived this issue and now they're kind of like, oh, the sun is out and like, we're having a community and like blah, 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 and s'mores. Like I really want this season, especially now that we know there's a season 8. To just be like, I don't know, make us really think and almost kind of cringe. So however they want to do, I really want this to be a dark and we're really like reeling from this by the end of the season.
Dark and twisty.
All right. What are your final thoughts on season 7, Ruthie?
I have to say, I'm almost the direct opposite of Kyle. I don't want it to be dark and twisty because I'm like, I can't handle this. But this is my fear. I have a feeling that I am going to spend the entire first half of season 7 just completely mad and frustrated. And I don't like watching things that make me mad and frustrated. I usually generally stop watching them. So I don't want them to do that to me because I don't want to even think about wanting to stop watching. I want to just like watch it and love it. So yeah. I kind of, on the one hand, I'm like, okay, so if they end Negan too quickly, it'll be cheap. You know, they'll just completely negate the gravitas of the whole situation and the, you know, seriousness and all that kind of stuff. But then on the other hand, I'm like, but just don't don't drag it out too long. Yeah. You know, like with Terminus, we all thought they were going to, you know, be trying to get out of Terminus for like 3 or 4 episodes, and they got out of Terminus after 1, and we were like, what? So, I mean, you know, there's got to be a happy medium. I don't want it to go, I don't want it to end so fast that it's kind of like, well, that seemed way too easy. But then at the same time, I don't want it to drag on forever when I'm ready to, like, you know, stick a gun barrel in my mouth or something, because, like, just then, why are we even bothering?
Well, that's why I think season 7's going to be the Negan arc, and then, you know, depending on, hopefully they do it right, but I could see the whole season just being this whole situation with Negan. And then season 8's when we can then come out of it to something else. At least, I don't know, because you're right. I don't know. Maybe they'll figure it, you know, somehow, but like if they just do everything up to the mid-season finale, and then it's like, oh, Negan's now gone and there's something else. I don't know. That seems not enough time. But I don't know. Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah.
I'm hoping for a happy medium.
There's always Carol.
She's a vamp.
I think that we're going to, you know, have some difficult TV ahead, but in a good way. And I think it's just going to, I think there's going to be enough of a glimmer of hope to keep us going, because, you know, if the next half season is just literally them beating us to a pulp as fans, people are going to tune out, because there's a lot of people that when it comes to The Walking Dead, they kind of tune out because they can't deal with all the negativity. And, you know, there's enough negativity going on, outside of The Walking Dead right now in our world. And you can take that, however you need to, but I think we know that, you know, that this election, and I speak as a non-citizen of this country, but, I'm a Canadian, people, if you've never listened before. I'm not a criminal or anything like that. It's not that. I just haven't applied for citizenship yet, but I will be soon. Hopefully before the end of the season, I'll be a citizen. Who knows? Yay. But anyway,
I'm the same way. I'm like, I don't need this kind of, you know, like if I want to be frustrated that in that way, are you not frustrated necessarily? That's not the right word.
Right.
But if I want to be, experience that kind of, what did you say? Dark or depression or something. Well, anyway, I just go watch the news,
right?
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I don't watch the news. And that's one of the reasons why, it's because I'm like, I don't need this to kind of depression in my life.
All right. For me, you know, there's so many things that are going on that are besides this whole Negan thing that I'm interested in. Like, what is going on with Tara and Heath? I mean, where'd they go, and, you know, what's going on with them? And the clip that was in the trailer from Comic-Con looks interesting to me. I want to know what's going on with Carol and Morgan and this whole kingdom thing. And I'm curious about the Hilltop. And, you know, if you think about it, the Hilltop, as far as we know, they thought that that compound that, you know, our gang, invaded in, you know, Not Tomorrow Yet, they thought that was the extent of Negan. And, suddenly, you know, they're very wrong. So I want to see how that kind of, the relationship between Alexandra and, the Hilltops got to change because of this. And, and, you know, like, I am curious about, like, Negan, it seems like he's got more than just one, you know, community. He's almost like the governor, literally, where the governor was, you know, just, Woodbury. He's governing several different communities here. I'm curious to see, you know, how that whole, savior society kind of, you know, goes. And I want to see how Alexandria fits into that. Like, you know, are we going to see Rick and the gang suddenly, you know, becoming thugs, like, you know, that those doofuses that got blown up by the rocket launcher. You know, are they going to become, you know, part of the protection racket, or are they going to kind of be something else? I'm very curious about it. So, you know, all in all, I'm really, really, really looking forward to season 7. I think it's going to be great. I'm so glad it's back. Yeah.
It seems like it's been forever, and I guess we got a little, you know, something to tide us over. Too bad it wasn't, you know, that show that will be nameless, since that's what we're talking about tonight. But yeah, it's just been like waiting for this day. It's almost here.
Yep.
Yeah. And I will give you one little tidbit of the kind of things that you got to hear from Fear the Walking Dead talk through. And Ruthie, you know what I'm going to play.
Oh, poor guy.
I will miss playing that clip, but
yep.
But yeah.
Praise me, bro.
Oh, the bros.
Yeah. Oh, the bros.
All right. So to connect with us, our feedback will be taken, you know, for the premiere and all episodes after Tuesday after the episode is aired at 6 p.m. Eastern. 5 p.m. Central, the Tuesday after the episode has aired. So you have until the 25th at 6 p.m. Eastern to get in your feedback to this episode. And we are fully expecting a ton of feedback, so much so that it may change our format for that episode. So,
yeah.
I did like feedback. That you guys did that. Like had like a little separate feedback show.
Yeah.
But if you do that and you extend the deadline, yeah, I'll let us know.
Yes. And we will, you know, if that's we're going to try to just do one episode, but if, you know, if that becomes impossible, then we'll split it out. But anyway, we mentioned Facebook. Kyle's a big part of that Facebook group. And that is, and again, thank you for all of you that have recently joined. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Facebook.com/groups/WalkingDeadGSM. You have to, you know, apply to join, but we, you know, we let you in right away. It's a quick and painless process. You don't have to wait. Our Twitter and Google Plus are Walking Dead GSM. We're not as active on Twitter, unfortunately, but we're going to try to get a little more active. That'll probably be me because Ruthie doesn't like Twitter too much.
It's okay. I just, every time I try, I'm just like, ugh, Twitter.
Yeah. And Kyle, if people want to contact you, you have Twitter as well, right?
Yeah. It's kind of like, I'm on Twitter. It's not that I do much on there because I usually use Instagram and then just like have that send it to everything.
Yeah.
Because it's easier. But yeah, I'm at KT1AO, which is Kyle, the one and only.
Oh. That's cool.
Ruthie, you should know I've had that, my little thing, since I was like a little kid. Actually, when I was, I'll give her a shout out. Sally Sabisky, my girlfriend back when I was straight. in like seventh grade, and we would sign our notes, and I was like, I need to come up with something cute, and I was like, oh, KT1AO, Kyle the one and only. And it's stuck with me ever since, and it's like my website, it's which I don't have anymore, but like my handle, Google search that and you'll find me.
Cool. If you want to support us, there are a sea of Walking Dead podcasts, I think all of you know, that are listening to us. Help us, you know, stand out among the crowd. Help us with an iTunes review. And if you know, it takes a few seconds, just 5-star a rating, and all of that helps us get noticed by other people. And you know,
and iTunes,
write us a nice review. We'd appreciate it. You can search for us by just, if you go through talk through You'll find us right away. Searching for The Walking Dead, you'll find us as well. But you can also go to goldenspiralmedia.com/iTunes. Oh, speaking of goldenspiralmedia.com/feedback is another way of sending us feedback. So I didn't mention that. That's how you send us audio, and we love audio. So
yes, please send us audio.
Yes. And there are other ways to support the whole Golden Spiral Media network. Just go to goldenspiralmedia.com/support. And then Ruthie, if you want to give your, GoFundMe again, one more time.
Yeah. It's, GoFundMe.com/RuthiePodcasts.
Yes. And,
we're also still doing the fundraiser for multiple sclerosis. So that's just goldenspiralmedia.com/MS. M as in Mary, S as in Sam. So if you want to still support that, that's a thing that we had over Labor Day weekend when we were doing the Geekonomicon here in Oklahoma City. And that link's going to be open for probably another 10 and a half months or so or whatever.
Yeah. And that's, one podcast that we released, actually two podcasts that we've released so far, were recorded there. And, the Vincent Ward, interview was, which I didn't get to participate in.
But it was so much fun.
Yeah. All right. Our next episode is actually a quote from Dr. Jenner in the season finale of season one. It is called, "The day will come when you won't be." And it is written by the showrunner, Scott M. Gimple, and directed by executive producer and special effects extraordinaire, Greg Nicotero. And he's been directing pretty much, I think, since season four, all of the season premieres and season finales. The episode description, which doesn't tell you too much, but according to AMC.com, is as follows. As the members of the group remain helpless, Negan.
Who's Negan?
Negan takes action that will forever haunt those who survive.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yes, and it's also worth saying that that episode will be an extra 6 minutes long, and Talking Dead, which is 90 minutes long, will start at 10:06 p.m. Eastern on Sunday night. So,
didn't they say they were going to have all the cast?
Yes, and they'll have everyone that is in the lineup, actually.
Yeah. So yeah, if that's not a reason to tune into that, I don't know what is.
Gonna have to mourn someone. Or someone's.
Choose someone's.
Let's see.
All right.
Cool.
All right.
Well, thank you guys so much for having me on.
Anyway, both of us want to thank you, Kyle, for
thanks
joining us tonight. And thank you for all your participation on the Facebook group. And personally, I want to thank you for helping out with the Ruthie GoFundMe, because somehow she didn't have any computer problems tonight, but she definitely does need a new one. Anyway, thank you for everything, Kyle, so much. You've been a great supporter of us, and we really appreciate it to the bottom of our hearts.
I'm just a fan. It's like I enjoy being able to give my two cents, even if it's crazy fun little whatevers.
Yeah, and maybe sometime we'll have you back on. So
yeah,
we'd love that if you'd join us.
Yeah, anytime. Just let me know.
Okay, great.
All right.
Yes. We'll do.
And this is it for this episode. But until next time, I'm Brian.
And I'm Ruthie.
And this is
The Walking Dead Talk Through.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Are you a podcaster who loves creating great content? but gets overwhelmed by the audio editing process? Are you a business professional or an entrepreneur that wants to start a podcast but aren't sure where to begin? You need Pro Podcast Solutions. Pro Podcast Solutions has a robust suite of services to equip podcasters and help podcasters create better content than ever before. Visit ProPodcastSolutions.com today and find out how you can get your first episode produced for free. That's ProPodcastSolutions.com.